Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
September new music. September new music. September new music. Hey everybody, Patrick Foster here on behalf of Jim Linehan. I want to welcome you to Rockin' the Suburbs. We are a daily music podcast. It comes out every weekday for the most part, unless it's Indigenous Peoples Day, and we take a day off. But one thing that never takes a day off or a week off or a month off is new music. The new music train waits for no person, place, or thing. I want to extend a big thanks to Jim for his September new music kickoff episode yesterday. New music from Stevie Wonder, Haircut 100, Wild Pink, Bad Moves, and Cactus Blossoms were on his list. So if you didn't listen to that episode yesterday, go back and check it out, because I think you'll enjoy it. And I also want to thank Jim for coming up with the concept of our trivia week, and I want to thank all the participants, and certainly congratulations to Paul Hayden, who came out on top. And today I'm going to give you a short episode with a new music pick from September of my own. That's right. Patrick is going to jump in here before we hear from our listeners, which is always a highlight of the month when we start digging into their picks. That's where I find a ton of my new music. It's really turned into a great discovery source. The album I'm choosing is an album called White Roses, My God, released on September 27th, and it is by Alan Sparhawk. Alan Sparhawk was formerly the guitarist and vocalist in the band Low. This is the first solo album he's put out. He did have a solo album out in 2006 that was a solo guitar album, but this is the first proper solo album and any music he has released since the death of his wife and bandmate Mimi Parker, and her passing marked the end of Low's career. The band was retired. Sparhawk started recording this album in late 2003 and recorded the rest of it in the early part of this year. He also had been messing around in a couple other new groups, a punk funk band called Derecho Rhythm Section and a duo called Damien with his and Parker's son, Cyrus. He also did some work with Trampled by Turtles as well. This album takes the direction that Low was starting to creep in near the end of their career to a much farther point down the road. Most of the vocals are done with auto-tune. There's a heavy accent on rhythm. At times, it feels very chilling, and it feels very cold and industrial, almost. Almost like you're sitting in a warehouse, an empty warehouse with broken windows everywhere. It's definitely heavy use of a drum machine, synthesizers, and things like that. There are times when it's almost danceable. You know, you could be inside that warehouse and feel like you're at an abandoned rave. And it's supposedly, according to interviews and some things he stated, that it's influenced by Neil Young's album Trans, which, if you know the album, doesn't really sound like any other Neil Young records, really. Maybe there are times when he went down that road, but that was definitely the departure. And while this one doesn't feel like a departure, it definitely feels like a turn towards something different, a move into a different realm, and you can understand why he might do that, given the events he's been through. And he did state in an interview that the album is titled White Roses, My God, because Mimi Parker apparently loved white roses very much. And sometimes he thinks, that is Alan, that she is God. All tracks written by Sparhawk. He pretty much worked with himself and the producer, Nat Harvey, recorded in Duluth, Minnesota, and at 20 Below Studios out there. Here's a quote that I'm pulling from an interview with Sparhawk, and he said, on the album, he was, quote, messing with this rigid stuff. There were moments where it would quickly become very visceral, very spontaneous. You've created the structure for it to happen and come through you, but you're trusting the universe about what is going to come in. So it also feels like it has some of that letting go process in this music when you listen to it. Having said all that, I find it to be very bracing, find it to be very listenable myself, and I find it to be very, very interesting. It's not one of those records that you put on and you say like, oh, this is kind of a synth gimmick album. There are layers to this that continue to evolve. And I really like it. I think it's one of the most striking albums that came out last month. And I'm very glad that Alan is doing solo work, because I was a big fan of Low. I liked all their work that I heard. Thought they were an incredible band. Very influential and inspirational to me, anyway. And I'm real glad that he's still making music. And it's great to hear a talented artist making music again. So I wanted to talk about White Rose Is My God by Alan Sparhawk that came out. It's issued on the Sub Pop label. It's only about 35 minutes, the whole thing. It's a good length for me for an album. And you've got your 11 songs there. So it really does feel like kind of a classic work that could have been released back in the vinyl era. That's another thing that appeals to me, even though it doesn't sound like that. That's for sure. But I find it very stimulating, very invigorating. And I hope you like it too. And we're going to go out now by hearing a track from the record, and it is called Black Water. I hope you enjoy, and we will talk to you guys with all the listener picks tomorrow. Of my own.